shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over shortwave radio station WWCR, 4.840 megahertz and 3.215 megahertz as transmitter 3 and transmitter 1, and also over shortwave station WBCQ, 7.490 megahertz. You can go to either of those stations' websites and get a link on the internet to listen, or you can go directly to our website, kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com. Go to our radio page, and you'll see a link there to listen live. And if you'd like to participate in tonight's program, you can call 877-924-7722. That's a toll-free number. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. 877-924-7722. Our people have been lied to their whole lives, religiously, politically, medically, and almost every other way, by the enemies of our race. They seek to manipulate and control us through various means in order to serve them and profit off of us. Perhaps this takes place in no greater way than through mind control. Not only through media brainwashing, chemical, electronic, and other means, but through the antichrist fields of psychiatry and psychology, which are counterfeits to true biblical thinking and putting on the mind of our God. To discuss this subject, my guest tonight is a well-informed, no-compromise, two-seed-line Christian identity minister, and I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Pastor Bob Jones.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to do a show again with you.
Well, it's great to have you. I'm going to start out with a very simple question and ask you, what group of people are responsible for pushing all these things on our nation?
Well, if I was a betting man, I would say the satanic DNA seedline Jews, better known as the Canaanites down to the Esau Edomites, the Yehudi, the Hivites, Hittites, Girgashites, Jebusites, and all the other kike nations of old, and now called the Jews today. And Jews come in all colors, and they're in all nations. And the magical question, if you want to see a Jew double talk, is to say, are Jews a race or are they a religion? See, because they got mental gymnastics that they'll jump through to try to answer that question. Bottom line, is there a race? Why? Because Yahweh said so. And he said that in Genesis 3:15. Clearly identified him in John 8:44 and 8:47 when he was known as Yahshua, come in a flesh, Yahweh come in a flesh body. And he commanded this war between the two seed lines, his children, the pure white race, which are the Adamites, all the way down through history. And you can check out the genealogy in Luke chapter 3, which goes all the way backwards, it works, but it eventually gets to in John, in 3:31, where it says, Adam, who was the son of Yahweh, or the son of God. So, we have this war going on for the last 7,500 years, and we are in a war, there's no question. It's never stopped, because one side has not been defeated, but Yahweh says they will bruise our heel, but we will crush their head or kill them all. And he says in Matthew 13, when he returns, that's going to be the end of the Jews, the tares and the wheat, that parable, and the Jews are the tares, and they're all going to be burned in a fire. And when he says they shall be gathered in the bundles and burned, I take that as they'll be gathered into the cities. That's the bundle. And then all the cities will be burned, the big cities, not the smaller townships and little villages and so forth. But it's a good thing to get out of the major cities, because when that time comes, and it's not going to be a long warning, he says he's going to come like a thief in the night. Bam, it's going to be there, and that's the end of that. There's no more repenting, and judgment is going to be here. And so the long answer to that question, who's responsible for doing warfare against us? It's the Jews, the satanic DNA seed line Jews, because they all have Satan's DNA running through their veins, and that can be traced. There's no such thing as a pure Jew. There are pure white race, there are pure yellow race, there are pure black race here and there. Much has been mongrelized. 95% of the so-called blacks in America are mixed mongrels. They're not black at all. But yet they want to be called African Americans. See, this is where the mind washing and the brain washing and mind control and everything comes through.
Scripture tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate. It also says after that to touch not, in the King James, it says touch not the unclean thing. But the word thing is in italics. It's touch not the unclean. And you read a few verses up and it means touch not the unclean people. We are to come out from among them, as you said, get out of these cities and these satanic hellholes. And in our thinking, that's what we're talking about tonight, is our psychic. And of course, they've taken over psychiatry and psychology, and we know that's Jewish satanic thinking, but the so-called Christian psychologists base their teachings on Jewish Freudianism instead of the Bible. So our people are brainwashed even by those of our own race who have taken on the mind of these satanic Jews.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, and the whole thing boils down to a lie. And as Yahweh said to Satan, you know, and his kids, he says, you're liars, thieves, and murderers. And when it comes to that lie, that's, you know, the first step in the brainwashing and the mind control and so forth. All advertising for all products is based on mind control, trying to let you think they got the best product, the best price, the best service, and so forth, and buy their product. And they'll put some pretty girls there, or they'll give you a special, you know, a two for one, or, but wait, there's more, you know, all the salesmanship and so forth. But it's been a lie. And one of my favorite quotes is by William Casey, who was head of the CIA under Reagan's days. And he said, quote, "We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false." So what that says is there's no question the CIA, which is based on lies, that they have a disinformation program. And it's not a disinformation program against the British or the Russian or the Chinese. It's against the American people. And so he said that, and that's a quote. And he didn't say, like, most stuff or 50% of this stuff. He said everything. And so it is. And that prophecy that he said is totally true, because everything from the time you're born, your parents tell you lies with Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and the Sandman, and you grow up thinking about that. That was my first revelation there when I was like five, and I had went downtown with my mother and grandmother to go shopping, and I saw Santa Claus on each corner of the other three corners that we were on, and they're all ringing a bell with a bucket. Well, that was a Salvation Army, but I'm five. I don't know anything. These guys are all dressed in Santa Claus uniforms. And so I said, I said to my mother, I thought you said that Santa Claus, there's only one of them. And so they fessed up and told me, well, this is a little game we play with kids. And I said, no, flat out, you lied to me. You told me that I'm not supposed to lie, but then you turn around and lie to me. And I said, so there's no such thing as Santa Claus. These guys are just doing a charity. I didn't use quite those words when I was five, but that's the gist of it. And I told them flat out, I said, I can just never believe you again. So if I can't believe my mother and my grandmother, who am I supposed to believe? So as time went on, and I, throughout my life, growing up, you know, I saw the hypocrisy of, you know, the schools, and the brainwashing that they do there. They teach, even have names for it these days, junk science and junk history and, social studies is all just pure communism to teach you to be a taxpayer and work a job for the factories. So you're just a wage slave, a tax slave, and then when you get older and borrow money from the Jew banks, then you're a debt slave. So all our people are three slaves in one. And the big problem, after that, I got into martial arts pretty heavy. And, of course, back then, all the Oriental teachers tried to teach you their form of Buddhism or Zen or whatever. And I didn't find any truth in there. That was just a lot of poetry or nonsense or whatever you want to call it. I grew up a Catholic, and a couple of incidences of the priest lying to me and so forth and the hustle that they put on you, that turned me off to the Catholic Church. They can thank Yahweh that they never tried to molest me, because I would have killed them flat out. I was a very angry, you know, tough youth growing up, as it were. I was a notorious biker here in Vegas for 4 years. But I learned from all of that how hypocritical the police were. And then growing up in Vegas, this was a good old boy thing, and it didn't matter who the judge was if you got arrested. It, you know, the old saying, a good lawyer knows the law, but a great lawyer knows the judge. Well, in this town, you know, you just, you know, pay to play. And that's how it was. But it, I kept finding out more and more. Probably the greatest thing Donald Trump has done so far is he woke everybody up to fake news. And that's all you have is fake news. Getting back though to Freud, Freud was a Jew number one, satanic DNA seed line Jew. He was a heavy cocaine addict. May have been a heroin addict back then, because cocaine and heroin were legal. In fact, you could buy it in the Sears catalog, both of those. But they had a psychoanalysis they developed, which is to analyze your problem, and then psychotherapy, which is now how to treat the problem since we found out what it is, which is all nonsense. Because I'll tell you a quick story. I had done early in my 20s Scientology, which is supposed to be the science of the mind. Well, I got out of Scientology because I found out that L. Ron Hubbard was a practicing Satanist and had taken over the mantle of the Beast 666 from Aleister Crowley. The day Crowley died, Hubbard took up the mantle of the Beast. And all this information came out in what was called the Jerry Armstrong trial, which was a trial in the late 70s down in L.A. Anybody can look it up. It's a matter of public record. And the archivist, he found out this information because they wanted to write a book and make a movie about Hubbard because he was getting old and so forth. So they had the archivist go through to find material they could use for the book and the movie. Well, the archivist went back and he found out in the beginning of Scientology, the Satanism that was there. And so he made copies of this stuff and he left. Well, they found out what he had gotten a hold of, and they put the lawyers on him and everything, eventually went to trial. They tried to accuse him of stealing material. Fact was, he never stole any of the material. He made copies of it and took the copies. They still had the originals there. But all of this information came out in the court, and the court doesn't deny it. The attorneys for Scientology didn't deny it, and so that's what you had, was you had this massive brainwashing for money only, and that's what Scientology is. And it's very expensive these days. I don't think I even spent less than 20 grand when I was in it in my 20s. These days, to get the same classes that I took would cost you well over 400,000, and obviously nowhere near worth it or anything like that, and it's all satanic. You know, you get into the medical profession. Well, Rockefeller took that over for the Rothschild family, and they changed it from homeopathic medicine and natural medicine to the allopathic cut, burn, and poison. And they kill far more people with botched operations, misdiagnosis, and wrong prescription than every other form of death in America combined. The doctors are the big killers. It's not guns. It's none of that stuff. The law profession, again, Yahweh has 759 laws in the scripture divided into commandments, statutes, and judgments. And that's in 133 different titles of law. 24 of those are punishments, judgments for breaking those. And of those laws, 29 of those laws that you break require the death penalty. So Yahweh requires a death penalty, but these phony courts, they go back and forth. This one will have the death penalty, then they won't, then they will, then they won't. But Yahweh has 759 laws. Isaac Asimov, the Jew science fiction writer, he wrote a book called The Book of Facts. So since a Jew wrote it, whatever you want to figure. But number one under law, and anybody can look this up in that book, he said every year in America between federal, state, county, and municipalities, there's 150,000 new laws and 2 million regulations created every year, year after year after year. So we have millions and millions of laws in the Jew system, tens of millions and tens of millions of regulations. Nobody could ever even contemplate it. And it's been said that if you woke up in your house, you ate your three meals a day, you went back to sleep, never left the house, you've broke at least 35 different laws. Well, these are all Jew laws. They're all man-made laws. The tradition of the elders, as it's called in the scripture. And as Peter said, we are better to obey Yahweh rather than men. And that's the problem with our people. They don't obey Yahweh, and they turn to the Jew law and follow the Jew law. And like you say, you can go into every profession. The military, you know, they're not fighting for America. They're in 145 different countries out of approximately 200 countries. What are we doing in all those countries? Well, we're fighting for corporations and them to make a profit, and the bribes that go from the corporations to the politicians to get them to send the military over there. It's coming out now, old El Chapo, the big drug dealer down in Mexico, he's been paying off Bill and Hillary, Obama, the Bushes, Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, on and on and on. He's been paying them off to keep the borders open so he can get his drugs across. And that's why they fight. They don't care about America. All they fight for is they've been bribed to do something. They have no ethics whatsoever. They certainly don't believe in Yahweh, and they're Jews anyway, and so they're allowing all this to come in. It's nothing but lies, 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 lies. Talmud vision, as I like to call it, not TV, but Talmud vision, everything you turn on there. There's no more Ozzie and Harriet or the Donna Reed show or anything that's clean or decent. You got the queer eye for the straight guy. And you got transvestites running around, and you got white women with niggers on every show, And it's just absolutely filthy and disgusting. I don't ever watch TV, at all. There's nothing there to watch. You got 500 channels, nothing to watch but filth. And, as the old saying, you know, true child abuse is to allow your child to go to public school, allow him to watch Talmud Vision, and allow him to brush his teeth with fluoride toothpaste, which if you read on the actual label of the toothpaste tube, it says that it's poison, deadly poison for any kids under six. Well, how good can it be for the kids over six? And the parents allow them to do that. That fluoride is just rat poison made from aluminum processing, and they put it not only in the toothpaste, but they put the fluoride in your underarms so it gets through your skin there. It's in the cans, in the food that you eat, the aluminum cans, especially the soda pop cans. And then they put the fluoride in the water, supposedly that it's good for cavities. Another lie. Just lies and lies and lies and lies. Nothing but brainwashing. You know, and they said it best in Titus 1:14. Stop believing Jewish fables. And that term for fables today, you could say, is lies. Stop believing Jew lies.
And the kosher conservatives are pushing it just as much as the so-called liberals. Fox News and MSNBC and CNN, there's not all that much difference when they're pushing for Jewish wars. Jewish prophets are all owned by kites. So it's just everything. I was told the other day that even in Texas, virtually all the public schools are teaching that there's now more than two genders. You know, there's multiple genders. And you expect that kind of stuff in California and New York, but not Texas.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they just keep coming up with new lies. You got this Mexican Jew broad, what's her name, Alexandria Cortez or something, and it was written up in the Forward newspaper. The Forward newspaper and magazine is the foremost Jew rag that there is in the world. And she's in there talking to the Jews, telling her she traces her roots back to the Sephardic Jews in Spain. So there's no question she's a Jew. I was taught years ago by Earl Jones, who was a great pastor who has passed away since then, and he lived in New Mexico and worked at Los Alamos there as an engineer and extremely smart man. But he said, all these Mexicans, he said, that have a Z at the end of their name, like Cortez or Rodriguez or Hernandez or whatever, or have names of flowers like Flores and Rosa and all that, he says that's a tip-off that those are Jew Mexicans. Well, Clifton Emmaheiser, who passed away last year, another great researcher, he wrote a great dissertation that your entire Mexican race, all of them that are Jews, 100%, not just the ones with the Z and the flowers after their name. So with that in mind, what do we have coming across the border? We have a fifth column of Jews, but we don't recognize them as Jews because they're brown or whatever shade of yellow or brown or whatever that they are. But they're not, and they hide under the banner of the Jew-created and controlled Catholic Church. As I've told on my programs years ago, the Catholic Church was originally started by lukewarm Christians and the first Jews for Jesus crowd, which is a lie. And then eventually the Jews took it over, and then they created the Jesuits in there, because when everybody started leaving the Catholic Church, when they found out what a disgusting, filthy thing that was, not just with the pedophiles, but selling indulgences to the people that, oh yeah, you want to go kill your Uncle Harry? No problem. Give us, you know, 10 coins of gold or something, and we'll say a prayer and you're forgiven. And, you know, when Martin Luther found that out, he left, and he wrote the 95 Theses condemning the Catholic Church and the Jews that were running the Catholic Church. But when the Jesuits were formed, they were formed for the specific purpose, because all these people were leaving and doing the Lutheran and the Episcopalian and the all the other different types of religions that were out there, the Calvinist and just all the different ones. As they were leaving, the Pope, he said, well, let's, you know, have these people killed by the kings and princes around the area as heretics because they're leaving the church. And so the kings and princes did that for a while, but then they told the Pope, they said, hey, listen, we're killing our tax base too. You guys collect the tithe, we collect the tax. If we kill these people, neither one of us make any money. We got to come up with a plan B. And so plan B was formed, the Jesuits, and the Jesuits would slowly infiltrate all the other churches, work their way up to the top, take over the money line is the first thing they always do. And then second, they take over the teachings and they change them slowly over time so nobody is supposed to notice, so that they're all back in line with the Catholic Church. So all your so-called Christian churches, Catholic Church, all of them around, including the Mormons these days, they were taken over shortly after they were formed. And they were taken over by the Masons, and that's why you'll see a lot of these symbols in Masons, and the Mormons are the same. but it grew to be a big powerhouse in money. They're actually almost on par money-wise with the Catholic Church, who had 1,700 years to fleece the flock, and the Mormons only about 170 years, 180 years to fleece the flock. But they're about on par money-wise, and but they all tell lies, and they never identify the Jew, and they tell the two biggest lies ever told in the history of the universe, that Christ was a Jew. Obviously, he was not. He was Yahweh in a flesh body. And number two, that the Jews are the chosen people. They're not the chosen people. The true chosen people are Yahweh's children, down through Adam, all through, down to the white race, through the tribes of Israel, and now called Christ's sons today, or Christians, as the more popular, but it's Christ's sons, not Christians. And anybody can trace their genealogy, who's pure white race, back to one of the kings or queens or prince or princes or dukes or duchess or whatever in Europe. And once you get to there, then you can contact that country, and you can get what's called a fast-track genealogy of their whole genealogy all the way back through the tribes of Israel, which obviously go back to Adam. So it's very easy to prove that the pure white race are the true children of Yahweh, not chosen people, but Yahweh's actual DNA children, just like Satan's DNA children are the satanic seed line Jews. And that's what you have. But it's nothing but lies. I mean, if I had a penny for every lie told, I could buy this universe 100 times over. I mean, the Jews are just out there that they never tell the truth. And the clever way that they never tell the truth is that they give you some truth and then some lie. Because if you told an absolute lie, like trying to call an elephant a tree, you know, or something ridiculous like that, well, obviously you'd never get away with that. But if you said that that elephant, you know, he was a ancient Mau Mau elephant or whatever from Greenland, you know, you might be able to swing that or something like that. But they just absolute lie. They've lied about just everything on every subject you can think of.
Our people have a natural inclination to worship Yahweh, even though they don't know his name. But they sometimes realize that the liberal media and movies and public school system and so on is wrong, but they're getting brainwashed by these churches, as you said. A lot of the lies are coming out of these denominational churches. And it's just as much a brainwashing, perhaps worse than the other means, because people don't know any better. I'd like to mention another thing that taking place that our people don't realize. They realize sometimes the brainwashing, but they are using chemical, electronic means. I'm not sure of what was used in the incident I'm going to mention, but years ago when I was in college, I was president of the conservative club, and our group went to Davenport, Iowa, and I met up there General Edwin Walker, who was the pro-blue military man who taught patriotic type things to his troops. And he seemed pretty normal to me when I met him, you know, patriot type. And Mrs. Larry Lent, who I knew, who was the former head secretary to Joseph McCarthy, the senator, she knew him too. Anyway, General Walker, after he resigned from the military, was caught a number of times in public restrooms in Dallas area doing homosexual acts. And they had thrown General Walker into the psychiatric prison in Springfield, Missouri for supposedly evaluation. And he went in there, according to Mrs. Lent, a normal person, and came out, you know, real effeminate. And like I said, when I met him, he seemed masculine. But after he went into that, they must have used who knows what, a lobotomy, various frequencies, drugs, or something else, but they changed a normal patriotic man into a queer.
Yeah, they have all, you know, it's the big thing, what they call it is PDH, pain drug hypnosis. And so they can exert some pain on you, give you some drugs, and then they can implant with words and symbols and different things. That's the hypnosis part. That's done as tortures and when military catch prisoners and so forth. They do all sorts of things. The Jew psychiatry profession, and I did learn this, and this is correct, going back to Scientology, that they do prefrontal lobotomies, which is where they pull the upper eyelid out, and then they put an ice pick up in there, and in your prefrontal lobe, they scrape it, and they erase that brain matter that's in there. And that's why they walk around as a zombie. Anybody who's old enough to have seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest with Jack Nicholson years ago, that's what they did to him. And then they have another one that's called a transorbital leucotomy, which is where they kind of core the brain like an apple, and they stick this core down in there, and they like you're unscrewing a cork for a wine bottle, and they take out a piece of that brain and so forth, and then you're just a zombie-like. and then if they just want to play around with you and so forth, they give you electric shock treatment. And so you bite, you know, on a piece of wood, and then they stick these volts, heavy-duty voltage in your brain on each side of your temples there, and you flip-flop around like a fish out of water for a while, and you're in excruciating pain, and it erases part of your memory banks and other things and so forth. With all those that I just described, that's called, oh, we're helping the patient. Now, if you can explain to me how scraping part of your brain out or giving you electric shock for somebody who has a problem, how that's going to help them and make them better, it's just impossible. But people believe that crap. And then they get the drugs. Some of these drugs that they give them, besides LSD, which was one that they used to give them back as early as World War II, it was developed in Germany there. I forget the guy's name. Begins with an H. but anyway, they've had all these different drugs that they've come around. And so when you get somebody under drugs, or you get into, and we had talked about this earlier on another conversation, when you, people get into meditation or using any drugs or liquor or anything, and you get, you know, heavily under the ether there, that's when demons can come in and can actually possess you. And it's happened many, many times. The Catholics have a lot of records on exorcism and demon possession and so forth, because it's been going on. And it's in the scripture where Yahweh, he chased demons out of people, and he taught the disciples to chase demons out of people. Well, if you look at some of the people around today, they're possessed with demons. Many of your so-called homeless or drug addicts that should be in a mental hospital, you're not allowed to have them in a mental hospital. So the demon craps, as I like to call them, they got it so that you had to release those people out into the street to fend for themselves. Well, they live like an animal, sometimes worse than an animal. And, you know, you'll see them talking on one side of their body, and then they'll answer on the other side of their body. Well, they're obviously demon-possessed, these people. I would say many of your politicians are demon-possessed, and I don't say that in jest. I say that because of the evil that comes out in their mind. They're sober when they make their statements, but then they run right to the bar and, you know, any kind of drugs, and many of them are sodomites, you know, and the worst to me are pedophiles. I think all pedophiles should be long tortured and slowly killed in public for at least a year. And just let people see the type of low-life creature that would harm a little child like that. To me, that's the worst. You know, and Yahweh said, you know, it is better for that person who harms the little ones that a millstone were tied around their neck and they were dropped in the deepest part of the ocean than what I'm going to do to them. Praise Yahweh.
Part of the child abuse is just what they're teaching them in public schools. They're brainwashing them. But you mentioned the meditation. They're now teaching meditation, well, not only in public schools, but they're teaching it in a lot of these big, probably Jew-owned corporations. And the type of meditation that's this Oriental Buddhist Eastern religion type meditation, you clear your mind of everything, and that's when the demons come in that you spoke of. Whereas Yahweh's meditation in the Bible, you meditate on his word, on the laws, his laws and his precepts. And it's a completely different, it's a counterfeit. That's what they do in every area, is counterfeit.
Exactly. And when you do go into prayer, you can pray to Yahweh for healing for family or friends or whatever. You can also pray what's called the imprecatory prayer, which is a prayer against your enemies. And I suggest everyone out there pray the imprecatory prayer for all these Jews, especially the politicians and the bankers, that Yahweh comes and destroys them. And King David, who was Yahweh's favorite, he said, if I was to be like anyone, it would be David. He's the apple of my eye. David, all he did his whole life was go around and kill Jews and pray the imprecatory prayer for Yahweh to guide him in battle and help him and destroy all of Yahweh's enemies. Because he did what Yahweh told King Saul to do. He said, you go into that land of Canaan, you kill every man, woman, and child. Don't let any of them live. Kill all the animals and don't harm the trees. And Saul, he decided he'd kill 95%, but he'd keep 5% of them Jews around to collect taxes off of. Well, that's when Yahweh removed him, and he put David in there, and David took care of business.
Scripture says over in Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. That's exactly what's happening to our people.
That's right. And nothing's going to change for the better in this country or any of the European countries or wherever our people are, Australia, New Zealand, and so forth. Nothing is going to change until they wake up to who the Jew is. That's who's doing all this damage. You know, they'll say, oh, the medical profession. Well, there's three parts to the medical profession. There's the drug companies that are the big money power, and they control the other two. And the other two is the AMA, American Medical Association, which approves and licenses all the doctors and hospitals. And if they don't toll the line, the party line, then they'll lose their license. And then you have the FDA, the government entity, which enforces that. They approve or disapprove of whatever drug supposedly. I get a laugh whenever I see, oh, it's FDA approved. Well, that's something I don't want anything to do with, because that's a satanic government agency that's taking over there. But that goes to show you your medical profession. It's always kind of been that way, that you have those sort of things that rule. Richard Hoskins, he wrote a great book, and he talked about in the beginning, and he says there was three groups that mainly controlled the world. There was the warlords, which you could call kings or government today. Then you had the priesthood, which keeps the people at peace and tells them, oh, don't worry, don't rise up, you know, you'll be warded in the next life and so forth. So you had the carrot and the stick, basically, over the people. And then who controlled all of them were the merchants. And the merchants, they used to walk through the desert from the Gobi Desert in China through the Arabian Desert and down through the Sahara Desert. So they had that cover and protection of that. But if even two countries were having a war there, and here come a camel caravan, which would have anywhere from 5,000 to 25,000 camels, and on each camel was enough wealth that if you could grab all that wealth on one camel, you'd be set for life. But when those camel caravans would come through, the war would stop on a dime to let that camel caravan pass. And the priests were told, you keep the people from stealing everything by threats for the hereafter and so on and so forth. And then the merchants would tell the warlords, well, you keep the people from stealing by threat of death. And so that was the carrot and the stick. And so you have that today. You have, like these governments today, doesn't matter and I hate to tell you folks out there, but the U.S. government that our great founding fathers formed ended in the Civil War, and that was the end of that. And what we have is a counterfeit now that pays lip service to the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and they make up their own law by the millions and millions of laws, as I described earlier. And they're all just liars and thieves. I've often said the only difference between the mafia and the government is the government is a bigger mafia. They have their hitmen, which are their police and the military, and they have their enforcers, which is the IRS and comes and steals your money, and you got to pay a tithe to them, like the insurance that you used to have to pay to keep your business from being burned down by the mafia. You got to pay the IRS. Oh, it's voluntary. Yeah, well, volunteer not to pay, and you'll see how voluntary it is. It's a lie. Everything out there is a lie, and the only thing that I can say that I found is truth in this world is Yahweh's true word is found in the scriptures, which is the two seed line message, and not just the 64 books that are correct in there, barring the two fake books. Because we got Facebooks in there, the Book of Esther and Song of Solomon. But Wesley Swift used to talk about 153 total books. Well, what happened to those other 89 books? And the 14 Apocrypha books were taken out recently, since 1970. But if you read them, it talks about the infiltration of the third tribe of Judah that infiltrated our people on the way back to rebuild the temple and wound up taking over the Pharisees, and they were the Sadducees 100%. You did have two good Pharisees in there, which was Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, but that was it. But they took it over, and they've taken over our religion ever since then. And, that's what you have. The poison is at the pulpit. And it says in the scripture, in the end times, even their own children will hunt down these lying preachers and kill them. And that's exactly what they deserve for not teaching Yahweh's true word and waking everybody up to the Jews. My mother and father got divorced early in life, But I remember later on, after I was in my 20s, they both told me, and they didn't, they told it from a different angle, but they said, watch out for them Jews. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, just you watch out for them Jews. You run across any Jews in life, watch out for them.
We have a caller from Houston, Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, I've just been listening, and how are y'all doing?
Good, well, you?
Great, great. Well, y'all have just covered so much so fast that I was having to take notes, and I had so many questions, so I guess I could pick a couple if y'all have time.
Go ahead.
Fire away.
All right, thanks, guys. Yeah, y'all echo so much of what I think about when I read the Bible, but hey, you were saying the Book of Esther and the Song of Solomon were not supposed to be in the Bible. Could you explain more about that?
Sure. The Song of Solomon is a nice book of poetry. It doesn't mention Yahweh or Yahshua or anything in there, but it's a Facebook. It's a fake book. It's not an inspired book. The Book of Esther, Bertrand Comparé taught that it was a Jewish book. Pastor Wickstrom had a great dissertation he did on it one time that it was not a Jewish book, but was a Persian book. In either case, it's not a Hebrew-Israelite book. It doesn't mention Yahweh or Yahshua, and the Jews claim it. So I kind of got a lean, even though I never met Comparé, and I did 20 years of shows with Jim Wickstrom. I would lean towards it's a Jew book, and because the Jews actually love it, and so that's why they're both false books. The Catholic Church, when they had all 163 books were actually brought in, 10 were false books, and 153 were correct books, and they whittled it down to 80, and they had 78 correct books and stuck the two false books in there. And that's how you got that Bible, and then later on they took out the 14 Apocrypha books, so now you're down to 66 books, which is a fun number for Jews. two of those books are not correct. So we have 64 books that are correct, and there's 89 other books out there that were originally in there and are inspired books and great books. I happen to have them all. So, but they're very hard to get. You got to search long and hard to get them.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to look into.
Yeah, we carry
Pastor
Comparé on Esther. If you or anybody in the audience is interested, we do publish that.
Hey, where can I find that at?
Well, our address will be given at the end of the broadcast, P.O. Box 1021 Harrison, and we ask a $2 donation, but we publish all of Pastor Comparé's books.
All right. And and you made one other comment about Jesus was not a Jew. Did you just mean that because he was God, you know, here on earth, or you have something else behind it? Because I just read an article in the Israeli Times or an online thing from Israel, and they were saying that they were doing archaeological digs, and they found that the early settlers to Israel were actually white. They all had blue eyes, and they were trying to figure out why that was. And if you could probably Google, and I hate to use Google because it's, you know, Jewish controlled, but you could probably look that up, and it said that the early settlers to Israel were white. And have y'all heard that?
I'm not familiar with the book that you're relating to. Books that I've, first and foremost, is a scripture, and there's a number of different volumes of that and versions of that you can get. Comparé used to say that he would always find, if he came to a passage that he didn't understand in one version, he'd look it up in several other versions, and he would find that it was written correctly in one of those. As Yahweh said, study to show yourself approved, but you have to have the materials. The Geneva 1560 I like, Farrar Fenton, Rotherham's, Moffat's, Young's Literal Translation. The King James is corrupt. It has estimated 23,000 mistranslations. The Word of Yahweh still comes through there. That is the official Bible of the English world, and it's the only scripture or Bible as most people say, I say scripture, that you could actually bring into a court of law and use as a reference. I couldn't bring a Geneva 1560, even though that's far more correct, into a court of law and have it be accepted as evidence. So,
I think you need to distinguish between true Judah and the people we call Jews today, who are actually ancient Canaanites, and the 12 tribes of Israel, none of them were Jews. We have a lot of studies on this particular subject, but that's the distinction, is that these people who call themselves Jews today are those that are referred to in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 as those who call themselves Jews, or in other words, Judah, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
And there's only one religious group out there that uses the synagogue, and that's the Satanic DNA seed line Jews. Just to give you a quick story, when I first found out about this message back in 1995, and I was just thrilled with it and taking it, and I had just finished the Kingdom Identity course called the American Institute of Theology course, which Mike has there, and I highly suggest everyone take it. And if you don't like it after you graduate from it, I'll be happy to refund your money personally. I've said that many times. But anyway, I knew a couple of Jews here, a husband and wife, and it was one Jew's birthday. And after I had done the Kingdom Identity course, I went there and I thought, well, I'm going to blow this guy's mind. I'm going to tell him all this stuff. And so I started telling him about how the Jews are the children of Satan, not of God, blah, 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 and went through all the different passages. And he listened to me for about a half an hour and didn't say anything. And finally he says, well, I didn't know you were anti-Semite. I said, well, there's another thing. I says, the Jews aren't Semites. You guys are the Yahudi, which means the accursed ones. The Semites are the pure white race, the pure Arabs, and the pure Persians. Those are Semites. But the Israelites are the ones in particular. And right then and there, the wife, who hadn't said anything, she jumped in and she said, no, Kenny, everything he's telling you is true. We know we're the children of Satan. Yeah, Bob, we run the banks, we run the government, we run the medical profession, the legal profession, all the corporations, the insurance companies, on and on and on. And by the way, Bob, did you know this about the Jews? And by the way, Bob, did you know that about the Jews? And she wound up blowing my mind from all the validation of everything I was telling her. And I went there to blow their mind. She blew my mind because she validated everything and knew quite, just as like we're two Jews talking or something. I mean, she just told me, because she had known me for a while and I had known her husband for longer, and she just blurted right out and was proud to be a child of Satan and proud to be a Jew and so forth. And he said to her, he says, well, how come I haven't heard a lot about this? She says, well, you're always at the casino gambling your money away. You don't go to the synagogue with me. But yeah, it's taught there, and we know we're the children of Satan, and we're proud of it. And when I left that dinner and went home, I was just blown away. I thought, well, there you go. There's the double witness. I got the first witness in the American Institute of Theology course, and here's the second witness, a Jew validating everything I said. Where usually Jews are very defensive. If you say, hey, I heard a Jew might have stole something. Oh, you're anti-Semite. Oh, you're telling lies about the Jews. You're a neo-Nazi, a white supremacist, a Jew hater, and all this. You know, she just validated everything I said. And it was one of the greatest experiences I ever had, finding out that everything about the two seed line message and what is really in the scripture. And that's what the course takes you through, book by book, is through each scripture and shows you and points out to you Yahweh's true children, the Jews, Satan's DNA, demon spawned kids, and who Yahweh really is, the father of the pure white race, and who Satan really is, the Jews' father. And it all started with the first lie of Satan lying to Eva. And Satan's real name was Azazel, and he lied to Eva and said, oh, no, you can sleep with me, no problem, the tree of the fruit of good and evil and so forth. And so she did. That was the first lie. And that's the original sin. And race mixing is the original sin. And it's the unforgivable sin because the kids that come out of that can never be pure again. And that's the end of that.
Well, I'd like to thank our caller for calling. We're just about out of time. We have.
Yeah,
made
thank you for having me on, guys. Thank you for letting me ask a few questions. And I'm sorry, I'm so nervous. It's my first time calling in. But I was going to say, I'm in Texas. You were talking about some of the homosexual agenda stuff in Texas. Texas is completely compromised. It's completely compromised. They all lie about how many illegal immigrants are here. We're completely overrun in North Houston. It's out of control.
I'll bet.
Well, thank you for calling. Like I said, we're just about out of time. And right,
thank you, sir.
We have a number of folks on different issues that would probably interest you. Bob, we've got about 10, 15 seconds. Do you have any closing remarks?
Just that I'd like to say, folks, if you want a wealth of treasure of where to study the American Institute of Theology course at Kingdom Identity Ministries and all the books and tapes by Wesley Swift and Bertrand Comperet mainly, but many others, and Mike wrote a great book about the Apple story, and I highly, highly recommend that you get that because, you know, study to show yourself approved, as Yahweh said. And may Yahweh bless all those pure white race children out there and wake them up, open their eyes and ears to the Jew, the satanic DNA seed line Jew, and all the lies they tell. Titus 1:14.
Well, thank you, Bob, for your remarks and for being on the broadcast tonight, but we're just out of time. So may Yahweh bless you all. Good night.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.